You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text SUNNY to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text SUNNY to 200-300. That's SUNNY to 200-300. SUNNY to 200-300.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
Okay, we descend now into the weekly hell pit that is this godforsaken bucket of death. I lost again. I was the Bills, Stugatz. You can't get a better
the best helmet.
You can't get a better thing than a 2-touchdown favorite. I felt secure. Of course, I'm not. And this thing is a headache on multiple fronts because we've got a whole shipping crisis around the globe. And so my F1 costume, I imagine they don't come many my size. My F1 costume has gotten stuck somewhere and I can't pay off one of the punishments, which
wait
I think
it comes in. It's going to get stuck in a lot of other places.
Oh, yeah.
It's is it like an F9 for you?
He's back. Yes! I think we filled our quota for the day. It's Friday. Why did I just repeat that?
Because you repeat anything that's said in your head. Anything. Like, you are Ron Burgundy. Let's go to the let's go to the bucket, please. Tony, what is happening right now? You're rummaging around.
What? Rummaging. Had a big win by my Detroit Lions last week in the bucket.
You don't need announcements. I mean,
ooh, the Kansas City Chiefs this week. They're playing the Raiders on Sunday Night Football. They are 2.5-point favorites by our friends at DraftKings. Yikes. This has not been a great helmet to pull.
That's the helmet you wanted forever. I mean, up until recently.
I can't. Raiders are good, man. Raiders might be for real. I'm putting it back.
Unbelievable.
I'm putting it back. I can't trust the Kansas City Chiefs.
Where we are with the Kansas City Chiefs.
Right here. Here we go. Oh, the Detroit Lions again. My Detroit Lions.
Oh, they're playing the Steelers. Oh. I think that could be a win.
Sneaky upset spot.
Steelers what? Are
okay. Sure.
They've had a bye week to prepare.
Dog.
Steelers are on a short
he
week.
He has no choice.
They keep letting bad teams back
my
in
Detroit
the game.
Lions.
You have a chance with the Lions? No, that's garbage. You just took garbage.
It's such a downgrade.
Yeah, it
I know.
It's one
that's
of the worst
bucket,
buckets.
I may swap with you.
It's one
okay.
of the worst things in the bucket.
I love Jess trying to sell him on it. He has no choice.
Saying it's okay. Not that bad.
Yeah,
Roy,
Steelers. I have a short week.
Monday night.
Played Monday
down.
Night.
I got it.
Long rest for the Detroit Lions. They took the bye week to take inventory and
that's
say,
gonna
"Wow,
yeah.
Jared Goff is bad."
Mm-hmm.
All right, I picked the Arizona Cardinals.
Congratulations!
Congratulations!
They are hosting.
Yes.
Congratulations
to me. They're playing the Panthers.
I'm taking this.
They're the biggest favorite of the week, I think, Roy.
I didn't look at the list. I'm sorry. Okay. Thank you.
It could still be Colt McCoy, but.
Right. So?
It could also be P.J. Walker or
Boy,
Cam Newton.
How would you pull
Steve
the Cardinals
Berline.
Out of the bucket and not understand that it's a good helmet?
Because everything's bad.
Everything's bad in this.
Well, they've been bad for so long, I understand
it. The only good
it.
Team in the
right.
league.
Right. I mean, the NFL's weird. We're throwing Chiefs helmets back.
I picked the underdog helmet.
Oh, oh wow.
The doggies.
There's some good ones, the doggies.
You should consider the Lions.
Yeah, you should. Raiders.
Raiders you know is what? A good one.
Browns.
Yeah, the Browns and Patriots, 1.5-point
yeah.
dogs.
Browns.
You can put it back.
I am going to keep it and take the Browns.
All right. Look
I
at
like that.
That.
I like
Look
that.
Look at where we are.
Bold.
All right.
You would have told me 2 years ago we're taking the Browns straight up at New England.
Crazy
and
talk.
And you put him back the Chiefs helmet.
Wild.
Ah, nice. There it is. A rummage. Oh,
all right, here we go.
Rummaging.
I got the thank you for your service helmet.
Wow. What a day to get it. What a,
I'm going to go. Thank you for your service, everyone out there. I'm going to go with Navy because they're on a buy.
Wow.
Thank you, Navy.
UIFTA.
Thank you, Navy.
Thank you, Navy.
Thank you to the sailors out there.
I read a Darren Revelle stat, our armed services stat, that if you, because some of you love to gamble, DraftKings, the sponsor on all our lines and all our stuff around here, that in those naval service games, the under comes in 80% of the time, the last 50 games. There's just, they're always 17-10. It's always 17-10 in overtime. Like the unders have come in at an 80% clip.
Notre Dame didn't let Navy score a touchdown last weekend, Dan.
This has got a real storm the field situation in Virginia. Virginia's going to storm the field on Notre Dame this weekend.
What is that?
The Big Apple.
What is that?
What is
the Big Apple?
What is the Big Apple?
The Big Apple.
I think that means I have to pick a New York team.
Yes. Is that what that means?
Jets or Giants?
If only someone could explain this to me.
Oh, the Giants have a bye.
What about the Knicks?
Yeah.
Wow, nice.
Finally.
Unbelievable.
Sweet relief.
I assume that's what it means, but I'm not exactly sure.
Should we ask Bill?
It is what it means.
If only Billy was here today. If only you were here. Go ahead, Mike Ryan. You go ahead and text him, Stu Gott.
I will.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry.
Whoa! All right.
So, controversy!
Hang on, the,
Chargers held it on the ground! Chargers held it on the ground!
So the Chargers helmet flew out, but the one that was in my hands was a New England Patriots. I'm going to be putting that one back.
Bolt up.
Oh. Yeah. He believes in his Browns.
Didn't the commissioner rule on things when two helmets came out of a bucket? If only it were here. I think, Stugatz, why don't you FaceTime him?
Okay.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I'm stuck with that either way, so that's good for me.
Stuck with that. You're stuck with Brady. I mean.
What's happening? So, Stugatz.
Hold on. I'm FaceTiming Bill.
Oh, dear God.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
there
no.
it is.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, no.
Did the Reaper just trip and fall?
Oh, no. No.
Did he just drop all the helmet? What's going on?
Do you guys realize he's FaceTiming Billy?
I am. I mean, we have to get to the bottom of this. We have no choice. I don't know what the Big Apple helmet is. I'm not certain it is a New York team, you know? Plus, helmets are falling everywhere. What's happening? Oh, not picking up. Rummaging.
Billy's not picking up, says Stugatz, just realizing.
As I was doing it. Yeah. Oh, I got a helmet. It's in my hand, Dan. The LA Rams.
Why does he get a sound effect?
I forgot. It's new. Well,
the sound Billy, pick up the phone.
Good,
I mean,
right?
Jeez.
Yeah.
The Rams fly.
49ers.
Coming off a loss.
At San Francisco.
I have no.
4.5
At San Francisco.
Favorite.
The Rams are 3.5-point favorite. No, you're right.
Hurry up! I'm going to keep it. Where's Billy?
I'm so confused at who the Rams are playing.
Vikings are at the Rams are at the 49ers. I don't know if it's a 3.5-point spread.
Kyle Shanahan needs to get that thing straightened out.
He does.
The Vikings are at the Chargers. I don't want that helmet.
No, you don't. Vikings sneaky good, though.
Yeah.
Sneaky good. One of your top five power teams, the 3-6 Vikings.
Vision, Dan.
Oh, nobody's going to be happy for me.
Oh,
Congratulations.
Don't celebrate too much because we have to pick by proxy.
The Reaper, right. the Reaper says I was drawing for Billy, that Billy was out.
Oh, that's right. Good job. Good job.
Isn't it a fine for the Reaper to speak?
The Reaper's never spoken before.
Good
the Reaper's
Billy.
Yelling at me right now. The Reaper's yelling at me.
Do you want me to FaceTime Billy about a talking Reaper?
Do you guys realize? I swear to God.
The golden helmet of life. The golden helmet of life. The golden helmet of life.
See if he picks up.
Oh, yes. This is
ba, ba,
Hey, what's going on, man? Yeah, I know. Sorry to bother you. I know you're busy. What is this? What is this Big Apple helmet? What does it mean?
That's Jets or Giants.
Jets or Giants. Okay. And then, how do you feel about multiple helmets falling on the floor at the same time?
How did it play out?
It played out with Mike getting a helmet. But Mike, what'd you get?
I'm good. I have the Bucks. Don't drag me into this. All right. A second helmet flew out, but it's all right. It was still my first pull, so we're good.
How do you feel about the Reaper dropping all the helmets on the floor? It happens, right? And then how do you feel about Dan picking the golden helmet of life?
What do you mean? How do you feel about it?
Well, Dan picked before someone picked for you because you're not here because you're editing.
Greg
has picked, yeah.
Greg has not picked.
Okay, so Dan usually, what the commissioner is saying is that Dan usually picks last, so that helmet has to go to either Greg, Cody, or Billy. That's the ruling. All right, thanks, Bill. Get back to the editing room.
So who am I picking for here?
Well, you just picked the golden helmet.
You could put it back if it's for Billy, right?
Well, it's the second helmet, though.
Guys, can we give Dan the golden helmet?
Dan has the golden helmet. Yeah, all right, he does. Now Dan is picking for Greg Cody. Okay.
Texans.
Might be a bye. Hold on.
They have a bye.
They have a bye. They have a bye week.
Okay, so he'll
put
take,
it back.
He'll take that. And this one's for Billy right here.
You're picking for Billy.
Don't grab that one.
I don't like this collusion.
Swap.
Ooh, the Wizard of Oz. Bengals look good, huh?
Bengals and Bears are on a bye.
Bengals on a bye. Someone should say that for Billy. Thank you, Billy, for all your, or Great Reaper, for all your hard work.
Billy.
Reaper.
Editing.
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Don Lebatard.
Is it Tuesday?
Yeah.
Is this going to run on Tuesday? It better. Why would you not interview me and then not run it on the same day? Mm-hmm. That's stupid.
Yeah. Nonsensical. You're right.
Stugatz.
Why are you leaving?
Why am I even doing this interview? I should be like on a live program. What the You tricked me. You, Dan Lebatard.
This is the Dan Lebatard Show with the Stugatz.
One of the interesting things about this astrological playground with Ricky Williams is very often he doesn't have a lot of information about the people we're talking about. He's just looking at their chart, but he's not necessarily pop culture up to date on everything going on with people. So we send him a handful of people to look at their charts, and he says this one is interesting or this one's not interesting. And the one that he chose this week was Herschel Walker. But do you know any of what's going on with Herschel Walker? Ricky, obviously you know about his career and him as a running back, but do you know what's going on with him in the world?
Well, I know the last thing I heard of in regards to Herschel was he was considering running for office and that he was a Trump ally. So controversy is the last.
Herschel Walker is one of the few, you know, black famous politicians that you will see aligned with Trump. So what is his chart telling you? You are not coming at this from the biases of whatever it is you think about that. You're just looking at his chart.
Yeah. Thanks for that. Because you know, if I was talking to him, if he came to see me and say, what does my chart say about this right now? I would encourage him to stay on this path. And the reason I chose this chart is because, you know, I consider myself a storyteller. And I think when we see famous people and things acting out in their lives, that it's really like the theater of life. And if we can find meaning or find common patterns or themes in these stories, that they become rich and useful and not just a distraction, okay? And so one of the things that astrologers talk about a lot, and even people who are not so into astrology have heard of something called the Saturn return, okay? And Saturn is the planet of maturity, of old age, of a great work, of patience, hard work, determination. All of these buzzwords are Saturn words. And so Saturn, we call it a Saturn return because Saturn takes 29 and a half years to move around the chart. Okay. So that feeling that we all experience as we're turning 30, okay, this feeling of I'm not a kid anymore. I have to grow up. What am I doing with my life? Okay. This is the feeling of the first Saturn return. Okay. This idea of have I found something meaningful in life that I can sink my teeth into? And that's Saturn's question at 30. Well, right before we turn 60, okay, we go through the second Saturn return. Saturn makes its second trip around the chart. And it's asking the same types of questions about maturity, but now it's a whole nother cycle. And I think of the second Saturn return is about entering into elderhood. Okay, elderhood. And the synchronicities here is this idea of running for Congress. Okay. And the word cynics is the same word root of the word senator and is the same root of the word Saturn. Okay. And so the old idea of the senators were people that have usually they fought in war. Okay. They're athletes, right? They fought in war and they survived, right? And then when they came back from war, because of the wisdom gained from fighting in war and surviving, they were considered wise men. And so they became elected senators and they were the wise men of the community. That's what's supposed to occur. But I think in our culture, we don't really have a mythology that celebrates wisdom or elders, okay? We celebrate the hero. But in all mythology, the hero has to die so the wise person can be born, okay? So that's a big part of the story is Herschel is in the midst of his second Saturn return. So this feeling of what have I done with my life and am I in a position to be able to give back? Because as we move into elderhood, it's not so much about chasing money. It shouldn't be so much about chasing money or chasing fame. We should have lived enough to be at this point where we're starting to have something of value to give back, okay? And the fact that he's appears to be making steps to put himself in that position is smart. Okay. And the other part of the story, okay, Herschel has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 planets. Okay. In astrology, we have 10 planets. So we're saying half of who Herschel is in the sign of Aquarius. Okay. And this is the sign of the rebel. Okay. In you know, the whole thing with the rebel, it creates some ambivalence because in some ways, right, whether it's a rebellious person, it's a rebellious movement, it's a rebellious idea, it's a rebellious thought in our heads. What I mean by rebellious, it's something that challenges the status quo, okay? It's uneasy, right? The status quo is comfortable. We feel good with it. But something comes up and challenges the status quo, we have to adjust, okay? We have to adjust. And if we didn't have these kinds of people that challenge the status quo, okay, we'd be in caves still, okay? This is the energy of innovation, right? But it's uncomfortable, okay? Because it's pointing out the things that are right in front of us that we can't see. And so I think if you follow Herschel's career, and I have a little bit because we're both Heisman Trophy winners and I've spent a lot of time with him, interviewed him a couple of times, and he thinks outside the box, right? He's never been afraid to be himself. And whether you agree with him or not, I think in this day and age, I think it's important for everyone to be encouraged to be themselves, okay? And again, this is now I'm going to add my own personal commentary here, is it's one of those things where, again, I feel like if Herschel was able to ride the Trump wave and get himself into office, I don't think he's going to turn into Trump. I think he's still going to be Herschel. And I think what that represents, the story that he will represent in that position of power, is a compelling and inspiring story. And it's up to other people to have judgments about how he gets into that position of power. But it's like that thing, you know, it's kind of back to what I said in the beginning. You're at this point in your life where it's important to make a difference. And if you have to use your contacts that are controversial to be able to do it, it's got my blessing.
So you're saying follow the chart, Herschel Walker, even though as a black man, I imagine you have different opinions of what it's like for a black man to align himself with somebody who is seen as a racist.
Well, part of the whole thing with the whole Trump phenomenon, you know, take a step back and I look at the people that are complaining the most, and I kind of am saying it's kind of your fault. Because this Aquarius energy is this natural thing we see in history, where when certain people are ignored or not listened to or not paid attention to, okay, the poor, right, that they organize and there's some kind of rebellion, and we got pretty close, right? So the lesson to me is, let's listen to, even if we don't agree, everyone needs to be heard, because if they're not, right, they will organize and they will be heard in a way that doesn't feel good to anyone. And so, again, I think the main theme of Aquarius, okay, is we have to learn to look at things differently. Okay, we have to look at the past and we have to say what in the past has worked and what in the past has been dysfunctional. And whatever it takes, let's make some corrections so that the future is better than the past. And I think buying into the bigotry, and I'm not going to talk to you because you're a bigot, that's the bigotry in and of itself. You know, Martin Luther King, Jesus, all these great people that we celebrate, what would they say, right? They'd say forgive, right? Because the person that's a bigot and they expect you to be a bigot back, and when you're not, they have to change their opinion about you eventually. The other thing I would say, just about Herschel, astrologically, okay, if I was sitting across from him as his astrologer looking at the chart, I would say, this is your time, take your shot, and don't care what anyone thinks.
Even if you don't necessarily agree with the path that he's going down?
Even if I don't, right? Because I don't know. I'm looking at his chart. And when I'm looking at someone's chart, I'm playing the voice of God inside of them. And so whatever his beliefs are, okay? Because whatever someone, the whole nature of belief is, it needs to be tested. If you believe in something, but you're not willing to test that belief, it's not any good. If you believe in something, you need to like go for it. And then if it doesn't work, you have the opportunity to modify your beliefs. And so I would say, whatever he believes, that's his own internal story. But whatever it is, you need to go for it. You need to take your shot right now. Now or never. Okay. Now or never. I would try to impress strongly upon him. It's now or never.
What does it mean when you say five of the 10 planets in the rebellion field, that he has no choice but to be a rebel?
Yes. But there's different kinds of rebels. There's the rebel that has been stifled, and so they turn on the rebellious too much, like the rebel without a cause, okay? That's unhealthy rebel. There's the unhealthy rebel that doesn't have the courage to speak, to say what they truly think, and that's the hidden rebel that you don't know is a rebel. And then I would think of the healthy rebel as the one that allows themselves to speak their truth regardless of what anyone thinks. And allows that truth to be flexible when they get new news, to allow that to be flexible. And so when someone is born with this much Aquarius, it means that they're born having to face the challenges of being the rebel or the outsider or the one that sees things differently than the group. How they handle that, astrology can't say that. It can just say, you're going to be an outsider. So when I look at someone's chart like this, okay, if I'm talking to a parent of a kid who has all of these charts in the rebellious Aquarius, I'll say, your task as a parent should be to prepare this child to be out of the house and on their own as soon as possible. Because if you try to coddle this child or make them follow rules, you know, they're learning to rebel, and you just become the authority figure that they need to rebel against. If you become a guide that's helping them learn to think for themselves, and learn how to not need anyone, you're going to prepare them to be successful in life, because you're giving them the tools and the preparation to be the genius, to be the innovator, because this is the higher vibration of the Aquarius impulse. But in order to be a genius or an innovator, we have to first go through that process of learning to think for ourselves and to value the thought and the ideas that we have that other people around us might not get, but we know is true.
Dan Le Batard.
We like to call this one a chorus of Owen Wilson. Yeah. Ready?
Stugatz.
Wow.
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 This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz.
What's up, AJ?
Hey, what's up, guy? I told you I'd be back this week.
Yeah, you did.
You did. You did. You threatened us, and here you are.
What was your record?
Do you know? Do you know how you did? Are you familiar with how you did, or were you not keeping track of your picks?
No idea. Just like last week, I was winging it. I got the email that I was coming back, but I knew I had faith. I didn't even need to check. I knew I was coming for you guys.
I believe it's another one of these Stugatz where it's 3-2 versus 2-3. I don't have the record in front of me, but Colin Cowherd's eventually going to have a 5-0 week and erase all of our winnings because we're not that far ahead. Every time we're winning by a game.
But give AJ credit. 3-2 is a winning week.
Correct. I think he was 3-2. So are you ready to get started, AJ? Did you even watch the games last week? You were watching, yes?
Yeah, I was watching. I watched enough. I'm ready for this week. We're going 5-0 this week. Don't worry about it. Trust me.
All right. If you are not familiar,
we've heard that before,
with AJ's work, Untold, Crime and Penalties is out now on Netflix. I've told you before, all of those are well done. But his was a story that I did not know, and I can't believe that I didn't know it because it was rich in. It was a comedy.
Wish I lived it.
There was also the criminal aspect of it that shouldn't be laughed at, allegedly. But let's do
allegedly.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Let's do Celebrity Prognosticator with AJ.
And now it is time for Celebrity Prognosticator. Let's win some money.
Falcons at Cowboys. Cowboys -8 at home. They are an 8-point favorite. Who you got?
I'm going Cowboys. I have no real analysis for you on this one. I just like Cowboys at home.
No, I like how loose you are about this whole thing. All these lines are brought to you by DraftKings. The less you care, the funnier it is that we beat Cowherd. See, this is so it's good that you don't know anything and don't care and are just winging it every week. We don't want any preparation. You didn't have any preparation to be GM of your hockey team, did you? You didn't have. What was your work experience before you became president of the hockey team that is the center of the story in Untold?
EA Sports 1994 to about 2003.
He was 17, man.
No experience, just video games. Saints at Titans. Titans a 2.5-point favorite at home.
I also like the Titans at home. This will also, I did a little preparation. This will be my last home team I'm picking this week. I'm going to Titans at home.
Wow.
I just think they'll run it down their throat and that'll be that.
A lot of foreshadowing there, Stugatz, because...
Does he know Derrick Henry is hurt?
I don't know. Does he know that... Doesn't matter.
Man, that's all hearsay.
It's all hearsay. Browns at Patriots. Patriots -1.5. Who you got?
I said it last week for no other reason other than I like the Browns. I think the Browns have an underrated uniform. I said it last week. I also know Chris Jericho hates the Browns, so that therefore... I'm going to do everything he doesn't do. And frankly, I think they got rid of a big headache this past week or the week before. And I think the Browns are going to, they're just going to be coming out smoking.
AJ.
A big headache, Mike Ryan. AJ. You want to take
He's
this
right.
out?
That's how I'd label it. Yeah.
Yep. Do you want to, you don't want to object to AJ? You don't.
I think AJ is a brilliant young man and I trust his football analysis, particularly when it comes to the Cleveland Browns.
They're better without Odell, man.
That's what the 3.5 years of sample tells us.
Yep. A headache. So they've just eliminated a headache.
Yeah, a smiling
face.
Yes,
they took a big bottle of Advil, in my opinion.
Dan, when you have a headache and you get rid of it, are you better?
Yes.
There you go.
I believe so. I that's just my opinion.
But we know that Odell's a headache. It's being accurately reported by everyone that Odell's a headache. Then we've classified this as so.
Yes, allegedly, obviously, okay, but allegedly. I really think it's a reality
All right, allegedly. Yeah. Vikings at Chargers. Chargers -3. Who you got?
Well, let me tell you what's going to happen here. It's going to go to my last pick. The Chargers are going to fall to this game at home, and it's going to give my Raiders, who play next, a chance to creep up, and they're going to lose. I'm going to give you a twofer right now, okay? Chargers are losing at home and the Raiders are losing at home because that's just how my Raiders do it. So the Chargers are going to goof up at home and the Chiefs are going to beat the Raiders and going to slowly do their mid to late season creep up back. You know, everyone was panicking about them and now they're going to slowly move up with both the Chargers and Raiders losing.
Who did he pick?
Well, he picked everybody. He picked the last two games. I asked him for only one, and he's taken both road teams. The Vikings are at the Chargers. The Chiefs are at the Raiders. He is taking the Chiefs, and he says this story's
Yeah, this all has to do with my Raiders, just always messing things up. So Vikings are winning. Chargers are losing at home, which essentially would give my Raiders a chance to creep up in the standings, and they're going to blow it at home to the Chiefs, who then, therefore, are starting to make their comeback up to first place. It's all been written.
Mike,
trust me on this.
Mike, if you're going to trust him on the Cleveland Browns, then can we trust him on are the Raiders for real? The question that has plagued the show for the better part of 15 years. We've been asking it every year.
As sound as his analysis was when it comes to the Cleveland Browns, I'm afraid no one has the answer to are the Raiders are for real.
I think what AJ is saying is the Raiders will never be for real. Ever.
They're for real in principle, but they just can't seem to I've broken many remote controls over my 35 years over the Raiders, and the worst that I can't take it anymore. I don't know what to tell you.
They are for real in principle. I think he has answered the question. Wow. It's more of a like a metaphysical answer of
you're good, AJ.
Yeah, you're very good. Thank you, AJ. Thank you for being on with us. Hopefully we'll talk to you again next week.
I will see you guys next week. Have a good one.
Hey, everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there. I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right. You crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.